WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's face it, being a parent is amazing, chaotic, hilarious, frustrating, all wrapped up in one beautifully messy package. We're constantly juggling so much, from work to school runs, playdates, meals that don't end up on the floor well most of the time, you name it. And sometimes, amidst all this, we can forget to be kind to ourselves. I mean, who has time for self-care when your little one is throwing a tantrum because they want the blue cup instead of the red one? Today's topic hits close to home the importance of self-compassion in parenting. You know that feeling when you snap at your kid after a long day, or when you feel guilty about needing a break? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Being kind to ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential for being the best parents we can be. Think about it when you're stressed and overwhelmed, it's harder to respond with patience and understanding. But when you treat yourself with kindness and compassion, you create a space of calm and stability that benefits everyone in your family. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate more self-compassion in our parenting journeys. 1. Recognize your humanity. We are all human. We make mistakes, we have bad days, and sometimes we lose our cool. Remember that it's okay to not be perfect. Parenting is a learning process, and there's no shame in admitting when we need help or a little space. 2. Practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Instead of beating yourself up for a misstep, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward with kindness. 3. Embrace imperfection. Perfection is a myth. Strive for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that every day is a fresh start. Let go of the pressure to be everything to everyone all the time. You're doing great just by showing up. 4. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, or simply having a quiet cup of coffee, carve out moments for yourself to recharge and reconnect. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your partner, friends, family, or even online communities for support. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can make a world of difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, it's Friday night. You've had a long week juggling work, errands, and the usual kid-related chaos. Your little one decides that bedtime is optional, so you're running on fumes, feeling frazzled and exhausted. You reach your breaking point and, well, let's just say things get a little heated. But instead of beating yourself up about it later, because we all know that spiral, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're feeling overwhelmed, and remind yourself that you did the best you could with what you had at that moment. You apologize to your child, make amends, and move forward with compassion for yourself and your little one. See? Self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about choosing kindness over criticism in those moments that matter most. Alright, let's wrap this up. We've learned that self-compassion is crucial for navigating the joys and sometimes trials of parenthood. It's about recognizing our humanity, practicing kindness towards ourselves, embracing imperfection, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support when we need it. Remember, you are amazing just as you are. So my challenge to you this week is to practice one small act of self-compassion every day. It could be as simple as taking a few minutes to meditate, saying something kind to yourself in the mirror, or indulging in a little treat that brings you joy. Make it a priority, you deserve it. Thanks for joining me on Mom Mindset. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. And remember, keep shining bright, mamas.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.